Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We've got an incredibly important guest for everybody to hear from. He is retired U.S. Army Special Forces Green Beret Lieutenant Anthony Aguilar. He's served in Iraq, Afghanistan, Tajikistan, Jordan, and the Philippines over a decorated 25-year career in our military. After retiring from the military, he was recruited by UG Solutions, a security contractor, to help provide security at aid locations run by the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, which is a U.S. and Israeli-backed humanitarian aid initiative. It was stood up in February of this year, and as Lieutenant Aguilar just explained, it was stood up to help distribute food and other humanitarian aid after the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces in Israel, decided to no longer permit non-governmental organizations and the UN to distribute food. As Lieutenant Aguilar was describing before the break, before that effective blockade occurred, there were over 400 aid distribution centers across Gaza. Once that was taken over by the GHF, that was reduced to 4, and it has been further reduced. And by Lieutenant Aguilar's account, when food was delivered to these locations, these sites in Gaza, what occurred when people came to get the food because they were starving was effectively the Hunger Games. Crowd control then devolved into using live ammunition potentially on civilians who were simply trying to not starve to death. It was effectively a race for the food, a survival of the fittest, if you will. Lieutenant Aguilar, again, thank you so much for being here. When I hear that, I think to myself, aren't there supposed to be extremely clear rules of engagement and escalation of force and other standard operating procedures? Were you given any of these as a contractor? Were people just ignoring them? What is the accountability here for a contractor that opens up live ammunition and shoots a civilian?
So the assertion that there should be clear rules of engagement, a code of conduct, a standard operating procedure, escalation force measures, absolutely. Those absolutely must be put in place when you are working in such a complex environment, especially when the safeguarding of civilians is paramount. Now, we did not have rules of engagement, standard operating procedures, or escalation of force measures that were prescribed to us, nor trained, nor made clear to us what any of those standards and response measures should be. And now that I, you know, having asked the question why, when I was there under their employment, you know, we need to have a escalation of force procedure, standard operating procedures, rules of engagement. These need to be made clear. And there was a strong resistance to that, almost an acquiescence to just do whatever you feel type of an attitude. And lo and behold, the person in charge, the gentleman in charge of the entire contract in Gaza for the security under UG Solutions is a gentleman who is the national president of the Infidels Motorcycle Club, who hired many of the contractors to work for him that are active patch-wearing members of the Infidels Motorcycle Club. And the Infidels Motorcycle Club, the charter of the club, is to fight against jihad and the elimination of all Muslims. It is a highly Islamophobic, toxic organization. And this is the primary body from which UG Solutions hired contractors to go into Gaza, armed to the teeth with fully automatic weapons, machine guns, stun grenades, and tear gas, to deliver food to a starving population of primarily Arab Muslims. So the fact that there was a lack of any clear guidance on how to engage with the population to prevent death and injury, that wasn't prescribed, nor was it present, was intentional.
My God. That is so horrible. I'm so very rarely rendered speechless, but that's going to do it for me. Folks, if you're just joining us, the man that you just heard speaking, telling us that one of the security contractors that was hired by the U.S. and Israel to secure aid delivery sites in Gaza hired people from a motorcycle club whose express charter states that they seek to kill people who are Muslim. I have no words. Lieutenant Aguilar, let's return to the day that spurred your whistleblower complaint. Can you stick around for another segment, Lieutenant?
Of course.
Oh, great. Because this is so important for people to hear about, and I don't want to rush our discussion at all.
I'm here as long as you need me.
I deeply appreciate that, sir. I'm not going to play the sound now. I just briefly wanted to close that loop. It would seem to me that your weapons and ammunition would be concomitant with the purpose of your mission as a contractor. In other words, civilian protection, crowd control. But you were saying that you had fully automatic weaponry. You were fully armed. Your ammunition was live. Is that a correct understanding?
That is a correct understanding. And your assumption that the armament or the weapons or the tools, if you will, provided should be appropriate to the job of what we were doing, i.e. security. I was armed with more ammunition and more weaponry than I had ever been armed in the United States Army as an infantry officer and a Green Beret. And I went into Gaza more heavily armed than as an SF operator in combat.
My goodness. Folks, don't go anywhere. We're going to continue to talk with Lieutenant Aguilar about his whistleblower complaint and his activation in protesting the U.S.'s continued support of Israel in what many term a genocide in Gaza. Don't go anywhere. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.